Welcome to SearchScotland.org, podcast 16 March 2013. Our interview with Patrick, or as most people know him, Lord Glasgow at Kelburn Country Centre. This interview is part of our trip to Largs, and you can read the full blog at searchscotland.org/blog.html. Before we start, please remember that you can advertise in these blogs as well as the podcast. If you're interested, please contact us via email at info@searchscotland.org or through our website.
Patrick, thank you for seeing us today. Thank you for hosting us and our family. Just got a couple of questions for you. Can you tell me a bit about yourself and the family history?
Well, our family have actually been here since 1143, so we're a very old family. We claim to be the oldest castle in Scotland continuously inhabited by the same family. The difficulty with that is we don't quite know when the castle was built. We know that we were here in 1143 because we've got the deeds to show that this was part of our family. We're originally a Norman family called de Boyville, and de Boyville eventually became Boyle, and so Boyle is now is the family name. But we don't quite know when the castle itself was built. We think a Norman keep was built probably about 1200, but some people say no, it wasn't until about 1350. But anyway, we still say we're the oldest castle in Scotland continuously inhabited by the same family.
So it's actually possible that some of your family was here when the Vikings came
ashore. Oh yes, in the Battle of Largs. Yes. We've always tried to claim we were here. We were definitely here during the Battle of Largs. We know that.
Okay.
But we may not have been living in a castle. We may have been living in a motte, which is a sort of a building made of wood and mud. In fact, we may have been rather more primitive.
I see. So, well, you actually answered the second question too, which is a bit more about the history of Kelburn.
Yep.
The estate itself, roughly how big is it?
Well, the estate, I mean, it's got smaller and smaller, unfortunately, because it's quite interesting that in 1850, the estate was, we had something like 300,000 acres of Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
Which included parts of Paisley and a huge chunk of Ayrshire. We were very, very wealthy. But unfortunately, the 6th Earl of Glasgow went bankrupt. It isn't quite true to say he went bankrupt, but he was in debt to over £1 million in 1888. And being in debt to £1 million was a serious amount of money in those days. Now it doesn't sound like very much,
yeah.
But he was in debt, and therefore a huge amount of the land had to be sold in order to pay back his debts. And in those days, that land itself wasn't that valuable. And anyway, he paid back his debts, Kelburn itself was passed to my cousin, who actually was another person called David Boyle, who lived actually in Sholton, which is in Irvine, and he bought the estate up. And so the 7th Earl, who was my great-grandfather, bought back this part of Kelburn, but now we were reduced to a mere 5,000 acres.
I see.